Come on, Wayne.
Amen.
Okay. You got to work it and work it and work it. But the Lord is being able, he's been providing that for us. That these messages that he's given to us and to the bride. And what a jubilee that we've been having.
Amen.
How wonderful. I don't know about you. I just long for, like, when's the next time we're going to get together?
Amen. Amen.
We're going to be able to see one another. Amen. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to be together in unity, to love one another and come together. And, you know, it was really nice. Monday was after service. I was talking with some of the ushers and stuff, and his brother John Wall, and he was telling me, he says, I just got to tell you, Brother Joseph, he says, you know, he says, when I come out of church Sunday night, he says, my coat was wet, he says, from people hugging me with tears from them. He says, I had more I love you, Brother John, even than I had God bless you. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Like what we're striving for. Brother Branham said he wanted to see that church to be that way. This church.
Amen.
All churches need to be that way.
Amen.
I spoke with some minister brothers this morning, and they were saying how that they've been listening to the same tapes that we've been listening to.
Yes.
And what a blessing it has been for them. And even though maybe we don't have to go, we want to be like that dry house on fire in a windy day.
Amen.
There's no stopping us. There's no stopping us now.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no stopping us now. We just continue to stay in that word. Clean it up.
Amen.
Just keep applying that water, that Holy Spirit to us, getting everything out of the way.
Yeah.
And have you been doing that?
Amen.
Have you gotten rid of some more junk since we saw one another last time?
Yes.
I love how Brother Branham says, you know, you can't leave the same person that you come into this church tonight. You're going to be a different person. So every time that we've had a service, you're a different person when you leave.
Yes.
Just a little bit higher.
Yes.
Just a little bit higher.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're talking and said, when I had my head bowed there and we were just worshiping the Lord Sunday night, he goes, I really thought I'm gonna open my eyes, we're gonna be gone. And that's what he said it was gonna be. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. It is that quick.
Yeah.
And you know, you hear people say, well, you know, you've been talking about for a long time, the Lord's coming, the Lord's coming, the Lord's coming. He's coming.
Amen. Amen.
But you know, when the Lord comes for you, say, he might not come for 2,000 years from now. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But when I die, that's when the Lord's coming. For me, he's coming for a bride. He's going to come back. But when I breathe that last breath, that's it. So that's when the Lord's coming. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. He isn't coming. No, he's coming. But he's literally coming back again. He's coming for a bride. And the bride is making herself
ready.
Making herself
ready.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you come here tonight expecting to receive a blessing from the Lord,
amen.
As Brother Branham said, if you've come expecting, you're going to get it.
Amen.
So if you're here tonight and you haven't come to receive something for the Lord and you don't want to see the Holy Spirit, now would be a good time to leave. But if you've come, you're in the right place.
Amen.
You've come to the right place because he's here tonight. And we're going to have a wonderful time.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
It's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
As soon as we hear, good evening, friends. He's already here.
Amen.
We've all brought him here. But we want to go right in. We want to invite him. So let's stand once again. Just go to prayer. I love this part of the service. It's so precious to me. As you bow your head, we just meditate upon him and just want to think about him and take all of today and all the things we had and work or the children or cleaning house or you have to go pay bills, whatever you had to do. There's a lot of distractions that happen today. A lot of things on your mind, and Satan, he's on every corner. Every place we turn, he's there. He's battling us.
Yes.
But he was there with you too.
Amen.
And you felt it.
Yes.
the joy when you wake up in the morning and you're thinking about Him. You go to bed, you're thinking about Him. You're riding around in your car, and you're thinking about Him. How wonderful it is. What you're doing for us, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
The joy of our salvation.
Yes.
Amen. What a precious Lord Jesus
Thank
that we
you,
have.
Lord.
How wonderful it is. And to be here in His presence tonight.
Yes.
Come once again to feed upon
yes.
spiritual food in due season.
Amen.
What's He going to bring us tonight? We're under expectations, Lord, of what you're going to tell us. You're going to tell us who we are, what we are, where
yes.
we're going.
Amen.
And then, Lord, whatever we have need of, you're going to heal us.
Yes.
You're going to give it to us.
Yes.
You're going to give us a greater and closer walk with you.
Yes.
If I got sickness in my body, you're going to take it away.
Amen.
If you're crippled, He's going to heal you.
Amen.
Because whatever you have need of, He's right here, right now, to give it to you. Praise the name.
Praise your name.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy. So as you're thinking what's upon your heart and what you have a desire in your heart to ask Him about, hold it in your heart, raise your hand up to Him and say, Lord, you know what I have need of.
Yes.
Lord, you're more than able to give it to me.
Yes.
Lord, what's so wonderful it is, I know you're going to give it to me.
Yes.
Because you promised it in your word.
Yes. Amen.
All you have to do is believe.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Yes. And you shall receive.
Amen.
So as you hold it in your heart,
pray.
We have prayer requests that's come in. We have our brother Jonathan Lunsford. He's been very sick with the flu and fighting it. We have a family, Brother and Sister Galen back, who need to sell their home. And we have Brother Scott Mutchler. He's not been doing well. But we all have requests. And the ones that I read and the ones that's underneath your hand, He's getting ready to answer that prayer.
Amen.
As we just reach out and we touch Him as He comes by your seat right now.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply.
So thankful for your mercy, your grace, and your great love for us, Lord. We thank you once again for Calvary, Lord. Lord, what you've done for us, Lord. Then, Lord, you sent us this message, Lord, to call out a bride, Lord, to know that you predestinated us before the foundation of the world, and to know that we would be right here, right now, Lord. Father, you know the need of every one of us, Lord. Many, because we are a needy people, Lord. Father, most of all, it's to be more like you, Lord. We want to total surrender our lives unto you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are the Holy Spirit. You are the water, Lord, and we are the clay. Mold us and knead us, Lord. Just work that Holy Spirit into every nook and cranny, every fiber of our body, Lord Jesus. Take everything away that's not pleasing unto you, Lord Jesus, so that we can be like you, Lord. And Father, the many prayer requests that have read, Lord, you know each one. And you know the ones that even they were before they raised their hand, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you because you answered their prayer tonight.
Amen.
For we believe, Lord. We believe. We've asked for once more and you give it to us, Lord.
Amen.
And we believe and we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We're here tonight to welcome you, Lord, as we feast upon that artesian water, Lord. That fresh water that comes from the fountain of God. Lord, we thank you. We welcome you now to come and to be with us, Lord, to have your way, Lord. May we yield ourselves to that Holy Spirit, Lord. May you anoint us with your Holy Spirit so we can hear your anointed word. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask all these things in the name that's above all names, and your church says,
Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out.
Shine all around us.